Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Tuesday edition. The scheduled to appear one of our favorite people. I'll tell you who it is upon his arrival. Edition. The did a great event last night with Associated Bank at Lambeau Field. A lot of Wilde and Tausch fans. Tausch's advice to people, hey, you want to get my attention? Tell me how much you love the show. I gotta love you guys from one guy. Like, it was great. So, thank you to everyone who supports.
Sounds like Jesse got a little some sugar last night, too, down at Ruth Chris.
I appreciate that you and I are on exactly the same page. Because what I was about to say was, no one got as much love as Jesse Nelson during the Barry Alvarez show, or as we like to call it, the Jesse Nelson show, featuring Barry Alvarez, Derek Engler, and Tarek Saleh edition. Can't wait for that story. On Wilde and Tausch, on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, and all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app. A great alternative to Spotify. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay, the most popular man at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, is now in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. That's Jesse Nelson. And also in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. Is it cold in there? I always thought it was too hot in there. It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. No, I just got kind of caught up and it's a little rainy out. So, yeah, I think after this segment, I'll probably dump the rain jacket.
It's a raincoat. Okay. Yeah. I thought maybe it was Gore-Tex.
No, it's rain.
Rainy in Madison. We're supposed to get some snow here in Green Bay later today, so at least you don't have to shovel the rain. How are we feeling today? We got a big guest coming in. A Hall of Fame guest, some might say. But I feel like, given the texts that I got from Derek Engler last night, there is only one place to start. Barb has the open.
Barb. Oh, Barbara.
Hello, Jesse.
Hi, guys.
So just to be clear, Barry Alvarez is now doing the program remotely from Del Boca Vista.
Yes, from parts unknown. He is joining the show remotely for the remainder of our football season. He has left town. Yes.
Okay. So now it's you. It's Derek Engler, Badgers legend, NFL offensive lineman. Tarek Saleh, Badgers legend, NFL fullback, special teams ace. Did he go both ways at any point? Did he do some pass rushing, too, during his time in Cleveland and Carolina? I think he might have. I'll have to check Pro Football Reference.
I think he got a fullback rep at one point.
Yeah, you weren't listening. I called him that first. Yeah. You were too busy dreaming of your popularity.
I got to admit, we have a lot going on back here with getting ready for the Hall of Famer coming in. So
I understand.
Working through some things.
But I'm going to have to ask for your undivided attention for a moment to tell us a little bit about Barb.
So we're doing the show at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse last night. Great to be back. Been a couple of weeks since we had been there for the show. And during one of our commercial breaks, and this is kind of how it goes when we're out there for the Barry Alvarez show at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like, there are some fans who will come and they'll want to watch the entire show, especially when Barry's there and hear what he has to say. And then mm-hmm. there's some weeks where we're in coaches, it's literally called coach's room, and we're kind of off to the side, and there's some people hanging around the horseshoe bar, but kind of we get left kind of to ourselves over in our area some weeks. So last night was one of those weeks where it wasn't a super highly attended show, I'd say, where a bunch of people were coming in, hanging on bated breath to hear everything that we had to say. But during one of the commercial breaks, a nice lady comes kind of peeking around the corner with her head, and she's kind of looking at us. And
Barb.
Babs. So,
I notice her for a moment, and then I'm like, oh, okay, look at that. She's just checking out what we're doing. It's okay. And
sure.
Then go back mm-hmm. to talking to the fellas, and then she comes walking a little closer. She says, excuse me, are you Jesse Nelson?
Oh, my God. Is there anything that makes Jesse happy?
And I
that?
Said, yes, I am.
And she said, oh, my God, I love you. I listen to the show every day with Wildy and Tausch. You are the best. I wish you would stick up for yourself a little bit more.
Oh, the old victim. Jesse the victim in there, yep.
Barb is an awesome fan of our show. She consumes it just about every day. I'm sure she'll enjoy hearing this story about her last night. She did not even acknowledge Tarek and Derek were there.
That's my favorite part of the story.
Now I actually like Barb a lot more.
Did not even acknowledge that a UW Athletic Hall of Famer, two guys who played in the NFL, were even present in the same room. Only wanted to talk to me. And I asked Barb, what's her favorite thing about our show?
And she said you.
She did not, actually. She said the banter. And she really loved the musical headlines from 2 years ago.
Oh, who knew?
Oh, boy.
So shout out to Barb. Thanks for saying hi to us at Ruth's Chris Steak. Well, to me at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Middleton last night. And then, yes, Derek Engler volunteered to take a picture of Barb and I.
Yeah, you guys look good.
And we had fun. Yeah, we had a fun little commercial break there hanging out with Barb at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse
last night for the Barry Alvarez show. Barb thinks I get ornery sometimes, and you guys pile on the orneriness.
Yeah, she did say that, too.
And that's okay. Yeah. And so, Barb, I know when I get a little – I'm in a great mood today, so there'll be no orneriness. Until I'm sure at some point Jason says something that will irritate me, and I'm guessing I'll get ornery. It's kind of how this goes.
It is my goal today. No ornery. It's my goal. I do want to ask one follow-up, because that's what I do, as you well know.
Well, it depends. As long as it's not about immunizations or kicking, you usually are pretty good with follow-ups, yeah.
Thanks.
You're very welcome.
The reporting that I received from boots on the ground at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse said that Tausch and I are too mean to you. Is that an accurate
too mean
quote?
Too mean to Jesse?
Uh-oh.
Oh,
a
boy.
Special guest has stopped by. Maybe I shouldn't answer that question. Maybe we should leave that one up to everyone else to decide.
Jesse, so do you think we're too mean to you? Because your mom has said something, and we don't want...
Your dad never has, though.
Your dad knows the game. Right, I think your dad gets it.
Yeah, he gets it. No, I don't think you guys are too mean.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think you can be mean.
Oh, God.
But you're not too mean.
Okay. So you think Barb is full of baloney?
Many would say you're probably properly mean.
Oh.
We're like Goldilocks.
Yeah.
We're not too mean.
Like
we're not mean enough. We're just right. So I don't have eyes on the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios other than Tausch in his raincoat and Jesse behind the glass. Are you telling me that we should be playing the walk-up music of a certain... Oh, you're eating a beef stick. He clearly is there.
Extruded, not intruded. Extruded jerky.
As Sydney said, as we stumbled upon Joe Thomas doing something with the U.S. Army and, like, people dropping things through, like, a Plinko board.
Like the Price is Right?
Hey, is that the meat guy?
He's now the meat guy?
He's not a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
10,000 blah blah snaps.
He's not the greatest Iron Man. Ladies and gentlemen,
he's the meat guy.
From Hall of Fame beef, the meat guy, Joe Thomas.
The greatest sound in all of sports radio. Thank you guys for having me on. It's everybody's favorite, Meat Santa, or more popularly known in the Wildy household as the meat guy. Because you know what? Those snaps ain't paying the bills anymore. So who cares about 10,000 plus? We're here to bring the meats.
Meat Santa.
So, you know what? And I'm not just saying this. This is the moistest jerky.
The moister the better is our
extruded?
Belief. It is. Yeah. So it's a different process. So like we make whole muscle jerky, which is amazing. It's your classic stuff that everybody's used to, right? Which is thin slices off the rounds. This is a combination of grinds that you put together. You extrude, right? Through like a little gun, like if you're ever processing venison, you know, as a kid, you know, in your dad's garage, maybe the basement, you put it into a gun, then you dry it. And so it's already been tenderized because it's been ground together. But our process, because we spend a lot more time fermentation, less preservatives, takes a little bit longer, a little bit more expensive, but it gives you that product that has that elite moistness.
Yeah, there is a lot of moistness. And usually jerky, you think it's dried up.
No way.
No, this is moist.
No dry.
Very moist.
What are the better?
That's what we've heard.
That's what Meat Santa likes to say.
That's Meat Santa's tagline.
Ho, ho, ho. The wetter, the better.
Nelly. We usually do that at 11 o'clock hour, not in the 9 o'clock hour.
Is this after dark?
It's going to be.
So to what do we owe the pleasure? Like, well, I'm thrilled to have what are you doing here?
Before Joe even says that, I still find this really interesting. Joe will text us,
yes,
and Jason and I respond to him very quickly. For whatever reason, the big star of the Jesse Nelson show,
Barb's
with Barry
guy.
Alvarez, Barb's guy, never even responds to you.
He's got people
like,
that do
if
that.
If it was up to him, you wouldn't even be here this morning.
Yeah, he's got people that do that, and that's why I go to you guys.
Yeah.
Because I know if I go to Wildy, one, I won't get a response, or two, even worse, he's going to say, I don't know, we're pretty busy today. We got a lot of Brewers off-season talk.
I've got to question the manager's
Giannis is
job
growing.
Status.
Yeah.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Jesse.
You know, by the way,
I didn't respond to the group text because these guys had already, you texted at like 6 in the morning. It was the one day I slept in, and I'm like, all right, everybody's good. So we're good.
And the guy has a 9 a.m. show, and he thinks waking up early is 8 a.m. Come on.
If you watch, Jesse gets here about 8:57.
Well, he beat me here today.
Traffic.
Oh, my gosh.
Tough
the John
stuff
Nolan. There's some mysterious ghost
a lot of
construction going
on
over there. But I am here because everybody knows in Wisconsin, it's the biggest holiday in the entire state. We got deer hunting opener this weekend. The kids are fired up. Let me tell you, my two oldest daughters got their bucks last year. Son did not.
Oh,
he's feeling a little butthurt about
yeah.
it still. But it was really cool because this year I got some friends. Vortex Optics right down the road from us.
Joe and the squad. We just were all
they
over
are
there.
What
the a crew.
Best. I mean, a Wisconsin company built from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They were
bird watcher. Yeah, it's crazy.
And now they're supplying our great men and women in the U.S. military with the finest optics mm-hmm. on the planet. But they came to us and said, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we did a holiday collaboration
Ooh.
Box? And I said, well, that would be cool, but let's make it even more specific because you guys are hunters. We're hunters. Let's do a deer camp box, right? Like give you a holiday box that you can buy or you can gift to somebody that you take to deer camp. It's got everything you need, all the essentials for that first night meal, and then stuff to throw in your bag, jerky and sticks and things like that for that opening morning so you're not getting hungry when you're sitting out there freezing your butt off, seeing no deer. And so they thought it was a great idea. So we got one of their new range finders that goes in this box. Oh. We got their vest, orange vest, because you got to stay legal,
you
right?
Be smart.
Trying to stay legal and
smart out there. Yep.
Got a Vortex hat. We got all the Hall of Fame beef goodies in there. And I wanted to gift my good friend, Mark Tauscher, here.
This is fantastic.
With the Hall of Fame beef Vortex Deer Camp box. It's premium beef.
Yeah, looks premium. Well, you're Meat Santa. Yeah, this
from
is fantastic.
Meat Santa.
Well, let me open this up.
And I know you're not like the world's biggest hunter. We'll pretend you still like to hunt. But the cool thing is it's got a rangefinder that I didn't put in yet because that was in my cooler and I didn't want to freeze it up. But we got it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at this. Smoked beef brisket Wagyu.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah.
Wagyu, are you kidding me? All right, got a little cheese. Oh, and this is extruded jerky,
there
too.
There you go. It's the
Again,
good stuff
it's so
right
much
there.
Better than intruded.
Yeah, nobody likes
beef
intruded.
Beef sticks. Wagyu beef sticks with a little apple cheddar?
That
oh,
is
those
the
are the best
yeah.
ones.
Those are the best ones. I brought some for the office, too. So
bourbon?
They won't go.
Bourbon
oh, yeah.
beef
so
jerky?
This is our new product we're really fired up about. It's the whole muscle jerky. It's got that bourbon flavor.
Yeah,
oh my
you
gosh,
smoke
it's
a little
amazing.
Bourbon in there. And
yeah.
Then, look at this. Not just hot dogs. American Wagyu hot dogs.
Hey, kids are pretty picky eaters. My kids won't eat the regular, you know, store-bought garbage anymore because they realized that was nothing but some things you can't mention on the radio. But that's all 100% beef hot
and
dog.
And Wagyu
natural
summer sausage. And we all love venison sausage, right?
Oh,
now
baby.
You got Wagyu regular summer sausage. This box is fantastic, Meat Santa. But I'm going to tell you this. This is where it's at right here. I got to figure out, you know, I've talked to you numerous times about our struggles with smoking brisket. Now I don't even have to worry about it. It's done.
Easy button right there
it's
for
done.
You.
Done.
And then just in case for some reason you want to gift that to some of your bigger hunter buddies, oh, you got the hat, the blaze orange hat, and the vest.
And this little
we got a rangefinder, which works really good for golf.
Yeah,
because I know you're a sharp golfer. There.
I'm a sharp golfer.
Close to zero handicap, ladies and gentlemen.
Plus 17, you'd be right. Yes,
right on.
That is it, it is though. I love the fact that you have partnered up with Vortex. As I said, Jesse and I were out there
They're
last
amazing.
Week. It is just it's a great. We had people when they did our trivia. Jesse, how crazy was it? People were clamoring for all of their stuff, and it's not just, you know, that obviously they got into bird watching, but they are all in with you now. You guys have this awesome collaboration. Wisconsin legend. Wisconsin legendary company. That's good stuff.
Well, as a man who grew up here, lives here now, same with you, we got a lot of pride in the stuff we do here, right? Which people around the country, they don't always know about how great Wisconsin is.
Sometimes they don't. It's, I don't mind that they don't understand.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
We like that underdog, that chip on our shoulder role, which I think might be something we get into later with the Wisconsin football program. However, it is great to be able to highlight the amazing things that we're doing, helping support our men and women in the military with their fine optics at Vortex. And then all the people that want to get out and birdwatch, or if you want to go out and hunt and enjoy the woods this weekend or anywhere you're going to be out enjoying some time communing with nature, getting those Vortex products, which they got like the cheat code on optics. I don't know how familiar you guys are, but for all you people out there that don't care, turn off your radio. But I know you guys care because
don't tell
Vortex.
Them that, no.
Like there was a couple companies, like foreign companies, that had this like somehow they'd mastered clean, crisp optics. Vortex came in somehow with their own technology, was able to do exactly what they're doing and a little bit better as far as clean, crisp optics, but at like half the price. And it's an American company. And oh, by the way, Wisconsin started in Middleton, and I think they're in like Mount Horeb,
Barneveld
right now. So really a lot of pride for us at Hall of Fame Beef to be able to collaborate with them and highlight both of these awesome brands.
So when you're out hunting now and your daughter's got theirs, your son didn't, are you always going last in this? Or if you see
a big one,
are you?
No. Well, I've shot a few big ones, so I'm feeling pretty fortunate at this point, and really I love to shoot the big one, of course, the bullwinkle, the swamp buck that's
you're the meat guy.
Sneaking by, the meat guy, which don't need quite as much venison as I used to keep the family fed throughout the year. But I get more joy now watching my kids because my daughters didn't even know if they wanted to hunt last year, but they always come to deer camp, right? Because it's just a fun, it's a family reunion, right? The uncles, the grandpas, they all
Is Annie
relaxed.
Out there? Is she?
No, she's
not.
Weekend. Go weekend. Good Lord knows where they're going. Chippendales or Thunder Down Under, who knows? But all the does get together, and it's a win-win because the boys get together with the kids and then the family, and they always love it. But the daughters, they didn't know if they wanted to hunt. Day before the season started, we took them out of school, of course, and all the dads were sighting in their guns, and the daughters were like, hey, Dad, can we try? Sure, no problem. They shot. They were like, okay, that doesn't hurt. They got over that fear, and they're like, yeah, I think I might want to try to hunt tomorrow with Grandpa. So the daughters went with Grandpa. Of course, both of them got the biggest buck in camp, and then Jack was stuck with Dad. We got nothing. So we got to flip the script on that this year, but there was no joy that can describe or can be compared to your daughters exploring and experiencing something for the first time, especially something that you have so much passion for, being in the great outdoors and just having that one-on-one time with them.
All right, meet
He's
Santa.
Like, all right, pivot to sports.
But he gets antsy. You know, Jason gets a little antsy.
I don't.
It is a sports show.
I was just hoping. Isn't there a song? The second week of deer camp. Isn't there a song like that? I was hoping we'd have that ready at some point.
There's a couple of them. We need to get our great producer here, Jesse Nelson, to fire up some good deer camp songs.
He doesn't get audio.
Ted Nugent, 30-point box, second day of deer camp.
We're struggling enough to be on the air here right now.
I got a full playlist I can share with you on Spotify if you need it. That just plays on repeat during deer camp.
My friend Barb says you all need to be nicer to me, including you, Joe.
Oh, now Barb's getting after Joe too.
I'm your nicest person that walks through these doors.
Definitely of
the
three of us. Yeah, Joe is the nicest for sure.
I am concerned about Jesse's relationship building with two of our great frequent guests. Between his incommunicado with Joe, and then he's always talking trash with Brian Bulaga. Mm. Like he's pretty emboldened for a couple of guys that played over a decade in the league each.
Joe Thomas does when he walks around. You look so great. You were so good in the NFL. You were the best draft pick ever from Wisconsin. Wow, you're so good. Look at this great business you have. Someone's got to bring him down a little bit. So that I try.
Well, thanks for filling that role in my life. That's why I value our friendship.
All right. Once we get to an even more important brand, Hall of Fame ice cream, we will really
be
having
some fun. Wow. I love me some ice cream. I ate a lot of it when I was real fat.
But until we get there, we have another great partner and a great Wisconsin brand. And, of course, Tausch is Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Of course, Gina. And when it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her great team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And this month only, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows. Only $297 a month, and that's with no interest for up to 72 months. That's your old number, right?
It is.
Yeah,
it's my first love.
Got a hunch that's going to be another number that we're going to be using today.
Can't wait.
As well. That is like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to that incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping all of the drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
More with the Pro Football Hall of Famer, the NFL's Iron Man.
Meet Santa.
The meat guy, but more importantly, meet Santa. The wetter the better when it comes to his meat.
Let's not make that a thing.
That could be,
It's not my tagline, people.
Oh, that's a great point.
Mark Wilde and Tausch with Joe Thomas straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Take my heart, don't break it. Love me to my bones. All this time I've wasted. You were right there all along. You and I stargazing. Intertwined in songs.
The Wizard of Wagyu.
Oh, is that new? The Wizard of Wagyu?
I'm trying out some new stuff.
All right.
I'll take that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'll come up with a few more during the course of... Because I'm being told sources close to the program inform me that not only did Joe Thomas essentially ask to come on the show, which let's be honest, we're doing okay for ourselves at this program, but we don't get a lot of guests who don't have to be asked.
No, it's typically, hey, man, are you free like the next 3 weeks? Give us like 10 minutes. And the next 2.5 weeks are pretty busy. That's why Joe's the best. Joe is always, I can't remember a time we asked Joe and he hasn't said, yes, let's do it.
That's true. Point. One time he was in Germany.
Yeah,
I think I still maybe have called in, though. But the timing was a little tougher.
German.
Yeah, yeah.
V-Gates charged it to Jesse.
Yeah.
So that's what that was.
Would you say Germany is the best hotbed for NFL international growth?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the fan base over there just goes absolutely bananas. They sell out, and I think they usually get like 300 or 400% more requests than the tickets that they actually have. And I think that just meeting the people over there and talking with my neighbors, like, why do you guys love football so much all of a sudden? And it's always, well, they're huge soccer fans first. But let's be honest, the game of soccer is more about the fans chanting and fighting in the stands than it is actually what's going on the field. I went to a couple Euro Cup games. Both ended at a tie, 0-0. And that was pretty boring. But with football, like, the Germans, of course, German engineering, they love detail, focus, toughness, like the underneath layer of everything that's going on. And so the idea that you could spend your whole life learning about football, watching football, and still only know 5%, they love that because of the strategy side of it. And so that game is just exploding over there, and the NFL is definitely looking to try to target that market more.
Schnitzel.
The schnitzel's
like
good,
schnitzel, too.
Schnitzel, Lieberkäse. Oh, lots of good stuff.
Yeah.
Joe, I'm curious, like, in all seriousness, as much as we enjoyed calling you the meat guy when we saw you doing the thing with the U.S. Was with the U.S. Army,
U.S.
right?
U.S. Army, yeah.
You're kind of into this phase now of your life where you're kind of the most interesting man in the world.
Oh, well, I'll take that,
You've got so many different things going on. I got to finally, thanks to some great teammates at ESPN Madison when I was in town, finally got to experience Gotham Bagels, which was very exciting for me.
Yeah.
Almost worth driving all the way from Green Bay to go there again. They were so good. But, like, I was doing an event last night with Associated Bank, and George Kuntz was the alumni player that we talked to,
George
right?
Kuntz. Oh, yeah.
And you know, look, he was an athletic director. He got his postgraduate degrees at Marquette. Like, there's another guy who did a lot of different things after his playing career was over. But I always, you know, Tausch has done a great job in his post-football career, but there's a lot of guys that don't. Why and how would you advise other former players? Because you've made, and I know it hasn't been easy because we've talked about this before, but you've made it look easy. Like, how do you go about it? And you've ever considered, among all the other things you do, you know, trying to find a way to maybe help other guys find that path themselves, because you have made it look easier than it's been.
Well, thank you. I don't think it has been easy, but certainly I've always been somebody that watches the people that have come before me, try to be a student of history and things like that. And Tausch, I'm curious what you think, but I see most of the guys that I played with that retired maybe before me, or even guys before that struggle in retirement, are people that haven't found that like purpose. And you've still identified forever as the guy that's playing on the field. And then the day you retire, nobody sees you as a football player anymore, but you do still in your mind. You still feel like that's your identity. And that's what made us great as professional athletes, was thinking that we could always win. We could always overcome what the non-believers thought and the haters out there, right? And so I think it's important to be able to pivot and to be able to find a new identity. And I think also that identity has to be about serving more than just yourself. We may have talked about this before, but being a servant to others, right? That's where the true happiness and fulfillment happens. And that's why I've got into all these different ventures, right? I love food, I love sports, love youth, love giving back. Putting those all together with the different ventures that I've become involved with has given me great passion. And you've got to have that thing that gets you out of bed every morning, that makes you excited, besides fulfilling your own, hey, I want to go fishing today, I want to go hunting, I want to go screw around in golf. Like, of course you can do that, but like having that thing besides just that identity that you had playing football, whether it be in media or farming or business, sales, whatever it is, like you got to have that thing, and you got to be ready to pivot and humble yourself and identify with something besides what you were for a long time, because people don't see you that way anymore the day you retire.
Yeah, it's been, I think, for everybody that retires, there's the, you have that where everybody still does look at you as, oh, you know, like, I'm sure you still get this, Joe. You should get out there and play. You should go get back out and do that. And, you know, people, I think, in the you have to, you said, humble yourself, but you also have to, I think, accept kind of where you're at and try and find some different ways to challenge yourself and to find that purpose. And that's where I think a lot of guys struggle.
Yeah, I think
it is tough.
We've definitely been lucky with the media side, because it's an easy transition to go from, hey, we talk about football on the teams that we're on for all these years, mm-hmm. to, okay, now we're just talking about football on teams that we're not on anymore. And it still gives you that feeling of being around the game and being close to the game. So I was fortunate. I didn't look to get into media. I don't know if you did. It just kind of found me when I retired, and I just enjoyed it. So
just
I just started
you're
doing
so naturally
more.
Charismatic.
Well, I don't know about that, but I did a lot of interviews, so I could at least talk to a camera and know how to talk about a team that's struggling without like hammering them.
You're an expert.
Yeah, I'm an expert. Let me tell you,
nobody got a PhD.
Nobody is better
than
that, Mr. 1-31. His last couple of years in the NFL there. But so I think that helped, because then it allowed me to kind of find other things with Mission Barbecue, which I had a little bit going on while I was playing, but also Gotham Bagels, and then Sports Advantage. We do the youth training here, which has been another passion. And then now with the farm and the Hall of Fame beef. So I think you got to find something. It helps having an easier transition, whether that be coaching or media. So football's just not completely cut out of your life the day you retire, but really making it about something besides yourself. That gives you the drive and the passion continuously to keep things going and to keep pushing forward in retirement.
And as mentioned at the beginning of this segment, you spent a year coaching football in Germany. So
that,
like,
was awesome.
I feel good about my most interesting man internationally.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to get your thoughts on the Packers, and then during the 10 o'clock hour, we'll shift to some Badger conversation. So we'll get to that coming up. But before we can do that, speaking of great partners, Taush has given away Iron Jock gear, and it is like,
oh, baby.
Between Iron Jock and Vortex, people, you could ask for caller 170, and we would get that many calls.
How those annoying. Are, I mean, I don't want Barb getting all mad. Like, how far can we push this? Joe, obviously 72 and 73. Do we go with
145?
Do we go caller 145? Jesse?
Barb?
Is 145 a bridge too far?
So I need to tell you something.
Okay. Phones are broke.
Our phones are fine.
Okay.
I apologize to everyone who has been watching the show on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube especially. Our video streaming software crashed in the middle of this segment.
Ooh.
Well, wait, why am I watching it then?
Yeah, I can see it.
Because I got it back up and running.
What a hero.
Thank you for your service.
You're good.
But I need to restart our YouTube stream on a different link.
So you'd like a lower number,
Facebook.
Is what you're saying.
I would like a lower number today. Please.
Well, what if Joe and I come back and handle the calls?
Oh my God! How
you
great
don't know? No, you don't know how to do
no,
that.
It's not that hard.
Listen
caller
to him.
One,
more
caller
shade.
Two. Yeah, we'll just rotate.
You don't know how to do that. Hello, ESPN Wisconsin.
You think I can't
you
pick up a phone?
Yeah, you hooligans, come do it while I get the YouTube going.
All right.
That'll be great.
We will come back.
So can't insulted. Wait.
We will come back and do that. Joey,
I can break down a steer, plant the field, play left tackle, break down an offense, but can't answer the phone.
Yeah, and I
we're
such.
Hello,
I
ESPN
love that you
Wisconsin.
Act like you have to have like a PhD to pick up a phone. You two idiots can't handle a phone. I don't know how this place runs without me. Caller 72. Okay.
Oh my God.
Caller 72. Joe's
I'll
number.
I'll be doing the segment alone.
Is your number
oh my
retired?
God.
Coming up.
No,
I think it should be.
That's your point. Thank you.
And
that's why you're my
be,
agent.
I've worn just about every type of workout gear there is, and nothing compares to Iron Jock. Their performance apparel is built to fight that sweat, odor, and bacteria, keeping you feeling fresh no matter how hard you push. And now Iron Jock is introducing four new lightweight hoodies. These hoodies are world class. Cooling, wicking, and four-way stretch. Go to ironjock.com to get your hoodie today. That's ironjock.com. And right now, get on it, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller number 72 will win that new Iron Jock lightweight hoodie. What is so funny? Caller 72?
And you get to talk to a Pro Football Hall of Famer and a Packers Hall of Famer, depending upon which one answers which call.
Yeah, that's the that's where
that's
you're at.
That's a bonus.
This is the deal. ESPN Wisconsin.
I love I'm just signing Joe up for more work, but that's where we're at.
That's tough.
So caller 72, again, 844-770-3776.
More Wildy, Tausch, and Thomas next. So stick around.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. Got no reason not to celebrate. Baby, I just don't want to wait. Tonight's the weekend. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. Got no reason not to celebrate. Baby, I just don't want to wait. I've been chasing so long. Every right that feels wrong. Rather be with you instead.
Wildy, Tausch, and Thomas, although now with Joe added in the mix, it should be Thomas, Tausch, and the other guy.
What about Jelly?
Producers don't get billing at all, even though we consider him an important piece of the
team.
Yeah,
we do. Barb
is his favorite character. Is her favorite character.
So,
is Jesse,
can you apologize to me? Did that not go over about as well as you could have ever imagined?
It was fantastic.
And we were so, Joe, we're so... we're intelligent enough that we could actually push a button and say caller number.
I'm surprised
can't
myself.
Can't turn on your mic, though.
Well, I don't usually have to do that. I don't
a good
just
producer does
yell
that for him, but
vulgarities into the mic like you guys do randomly. So usually I just leave it all the way on. I mean, yep. This is a fully transparent life
yep,
here.
Let it rip.
Let her rip.
I agree.
I'm surprised with myself because I respect Jesse Nelson to the highest authority. And when he tells me I can't do something, I'm really questioning myself and my abilities.
Wasn't it fun to just recapture that, you know, you're playing, oh, you can't block this, you can't. Jesse did that, and you just shoved it up as you know what.
I felt it in the moment. Yes. I felt that greatness coming back into my body. And
I saw the excitement when you got to caller 69.
Well, I don't ever talk to anybody on the phone like that anymore. And there was some real highlights in there. 6-7.
That was really
children.
Good. The 6-7 is a big hit with our kids. I know that.
Continuing to try to destroy that fun for my children by using
it's
it as much as possible.
It's got almost be dead by
it
now.
Is, but I heard the next one's 4-1.
Yeah, I know.
Which I'm like, okay, how long can this last?
But we could figure out how to ruin that.
Yeah,
too.
I would just start using that one. But no, that was great. Thanks for allowing us to do that, Jesse, and thanks for not believing in us. Because really, if you want a couple NFL Hall of Famers to be able to do something, you tell us we can't.
Tell us we can't do something, and look at how we went. We could have went to 145 and been no problem.
My sources tell me that this will be available as a digi only at some juncture.
Everything is digi only at this point, isn't it?
Well, actually, for a while there, we weren't digi.
Yeah, we literally, this is one of our worst digi performances in a while, thanks to our software crashing, but I think we're back.
Well, there's a lot of traffic.
We're back. All right, Joseph, put your NFL analyst cap on again, because the Packers are 6-3-1. They're in second place in the NFC North behind the... of all people, Chicago Bears, who are 7-3, and a game ahead in the loss column, Tausch, on the Detroit Lions, who are 6-4. So as you look at the Green Bay Packers, a team that I tried very hard to get you traded to when there was talk about you being traded to the Broncos, what do you see? And what would concern you if you were Matt LaFleur?
Well, what concerns me is some of the fundamental issues that the offense is having. Obviously, your defense is championship caliber. They're top-notch. That addition of Micah Parsons has elevated them from a good defense to one of the best in the NFL. And I think when you watch the team, you see it every week. You see a quarterback that, in my opinion, Jordan Love, has taken a good step in the right direction, but still making some issues, some mistakes, still having a hard time at times with the protection in front of him breaking down, which you worry about, obviously, the health of your quarterback, and then you worry about going into the playoffs. Who are the teams that usually win the Super Bowl? They're teams that can protect their quarterback and they can get after the other team's quarterback. Just look what happened in the Super Bowl last year with the Chiefs and the Eagles basically not having to blitz Patrick Mahomes one time the whole game, and they win because they can get pressure with their front four. The Chiefs' offensive line can't block for them. So those are the really important issues that I think about when I think about, can the Packers make a run and win the Super Bowl? Can they overcome the protection issues? Can they maybe be more creative if they're having some issues blocking for Jordan Love, if they're having some issues with their receiver drops, maybe giving them some easier completions, some more play action type things to be able to push the ball down the field? I think those are some things that you can do to help yourself as you're moving and lean into that great defense that they have.
I am looking at their offensive line, and I've said this to Tausch. Obviously, I've gotten to cover some of the best offensive lines in Packers history. There was the Tauscher, Clifton, Flanagan, Wall, Rivera crew. There was the Bulaga, Bakhtiari, Sitton, Lang, Lindsley crew. Now they've got Sean Ryan playing center because Elgton Jenkins is done for the year. They have their free agent signing, Aaron Banks, has struggled to both stay healthy and play at a high level. Their first-round pick from a year ago, I think Tausch and I talked about it yesterday, maybe he really just is a left tackle because he has really struggled when he has played guard. He's had moments where he played well at left guard, but that ain't where he's playing. He's playing right guard. Their left tackle has been okay, and their right tackle, who we think is the latest in the line of Tauscher to Bulaga to Zach Tom, has been playing hurt all year. You've done this. You obviously have played on teams that the left tackle wasn't the problem, but there were plenty of other issues. When the offensive line isn't cooking, is it nearly impossible for you to play at a high level offensively?
It's challenging. You got to be able to run the ball effectively, or you got to be able to block effectively to give your quarterback time to push the ball down the field. And especially in Matt LaFleur's offense, which relies a lot on play action, deception, putting defenders in conflict between run and pass, putting them in conflict with passing routes to be able to put two guys in the same spot and let the quarterback force that guy to make a decision, throw to the other guy. You got to be able to run the football more than just short yardage situations. You got to be able to make defenses afraid of your run game so that it makes your passing game easier. If you look back at this offense historically going back to Mike Shanahan, right? They didn't have great pass blockers, but they could run the ball. And that overcame their inability to sit back and drop back pass because they never really had to. Because even in a third down and five or six, like there's a legitimate threat that this team might run the football. And so you can't just pin your ears back and rush the quarterback because they don't have to sit back in the pocket and drop back protect. And so I think for them to be able to take that step, even if they do have continued protection issues, they got to be able to more effectively run the football.
And that's where this, you know, Josh Jacobs got hurt. Josh Jacobs has been an awesome tailback, but there's certain things he loves, duo blocking.
Yep.
That's not the hard outside zone.
Nope.
That doesn't marry up well with the play action right. That you know Matt LaFleur has. So how do you go about as a coach when you have a special talent and that skill set is not really part of your foundation of what you believe in? How do you balance that?
Well, what I would say is go back and watch Ben Johnson when he was the offensive coordinator for the Lions. They did a lot of really cool, creative play-action concepts off of the duo, off of the gap schemes, off of the pin-and-pull crack concepts that Josh Jacobs is the best at. And it was fun because I called one of their games. Oh, was it last year? The memory's fading me a little bit. Doesn't matter. But I got to sit in the radio booth and watch and call one of their games, and it was so fun to see some of these concepts with play action coming off of things that you normally said, well, you can't run play action off of that. I mean, having a running back come across, pulling guards, sending the tight end away, moving the quarterback, you're moving the pocket, you're giving like really, really good run sell out of duo, out of some of those gap concepts, but then you're pulling the football and you're able to throw the ball down the field in the middle of the field deep. One of the things that Jared Goff was doing the best at when he had Ben Johnson as his coordinator. And so I think if there's anything that they want to do in the middle point of the season, if they get a couple hours to themselves, you know, go back and watch some of those things that he did because they were very creative. They're not things that you can lean into a lot because there's a lot of holes in those protection, right? That's why a lot of people don't like running gap duo concepts.
And you have
as
to sell
action,
the run
because
too.
You have to sell the run, yep. But it's harder when you're going downhill versus your outside zone where you're more running sideways. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to get that run sell, you have to kind of let it hang out a little bit and take some chances in protection because those gap concepts, if you're selling run, they don't look and smell like the run unless you have some holes in the backside where, hey, we don't really have this covered all the way if they don't sell and take bite out of that run concept and they're going to start rushing the quarterback. And so you need to have a very good communication and practice with your quarterback understanding like, hey, these are your immediate problems. And if it happens, you just got to get rid of it or you're going to get killed.
Yeah, and you put a lot of pressure on your offensive tackles when you do that because yeah. You need to run, sell, and block a guy. That's not the easiest thing. Tucker Kraft gets hurt. He was our best playmaker, in my opinion. And he is our best run blocker. How do you look at trying to implement some of that stuff when you have, and I don't know all of the tight ends you played with, but I'm sure you had tight ends that were really good vertical, but really not interested in cutting guys off. And how do you utilize a high draft pick that is a really good athlete? Do you say, well, if you're not going to be a run blocker, do you limit his snaps? Or how would you try and fit someone in that has that vertical stretch down the middle of the field, can add some value, but maybe can't do some of the other things that your offense is asking?
Well, the outside zone stuff, typically the tight ends that aren't great inline blockers, they can do that a little bit better because it's more about your speed. It's about your takeoff, how quickly you can get that first two steps in the ground, get your hat placement, and then you usually got a buddy coming with you. You got a big tackle coming with you on a lot of that stuff. But specifically with Josh Jacobs being more of a downhill guy, more of a gap concept, duo concept, like you mentioned, I like adding two tight ends to the formation. Sometimes even getting three tight ends, right? Because then usually you got a double team at the point of attack. You can get a really good run sell from those guys, and then they could actually leak out kind of late in the protection to be able to give you a quick down flat or an easy out if the guys that are running the deeper routes down the field are covered. And I think that injury to Tucker Kraft may be probably why you're not seeing some of those more creative two tight end, three tight end, heavy formation sets where they can make the defense afraid of duo. They can make the defense afraid of power and stutter and counter and gap schemes and crack and cheese and things like that. Because you need those tight ends that you can trust blocking at the point of attack. Because if they don't do it, your quarterback's got his back turned for about the first second and a half, 2 seconds of that. And that is a dangerous situation to be in.
Joe, I want to get into something quarterback-related next because I did ask Matt LaFleur about Jordan Love running. He got hit, obviously, in the shoulder, missed 7 snaps, was able to come back, and they had Malik Willis step in and play well, and that's not the first time that that's happened. You have a lot of experience with a lot of quarterbacks from your playing career. So I want to get into that coming up. We'll do that after Tausch tells us about our friends at Jones Dairy Farm.
Oh, Jones Dairy Farm, family-owned and operated 7 generations right down in Fort Atkinson, and they are best known for their all-natural sausage made from the original family recipe available in pork, chicken, and turkey. And I told you that little orchetta that we've been making, you get that crispiness on the pork sausage with the all-natural, none of those fillers, no gluten, no nitrates, no MSG. It's all natural. And it's the holiday season. Jones products are perfect for the holidays. Get that ham. Everybody loves a good ham. Smoked beautifully, and it comes right out there. You also have those natural sausage rolls that are going to upgrade any stuffing recipe. Head over to JonesDairyFarm.com to find all of Jones's great products in grocery stores across Wisconsin.
More with Pro Football Hall of Famer Joe Thomas. It's Wilde and Tausch. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Oh,
continuing with Joe Thomas, who is, I'm told, staying for the entire program. So, Barb, by the time we get to the end, I think you'll prefer Joe Thomas over Jesse.
This is going
to
be great now, because with Evan joining us, we can send him audio Christmas cards / holiday cards to Evan. I know how much he enjoys that we can give him all of our kids' updates. You know how Evan loves getting updated on everybody's kids'
lives?
Yeah,
I'm wondering, what's the appropriate length? What do you think, like 2 or 3 minutes of like just a little photo album?
Well,
like,
I know this for sure.
Of our family and all the great things that they've
sure
done
all year.
Make
sure you let him know about the basketball and the football,
course,
and then the
scores,
hunting.
Hunting, of course. Fishing,
anything
maybe.
Else,
travel.
I think, and then he plays or anything at school,
yeah,
arts and crafts
yeah.
wise.
I got an A in geometry okay. class.
Save all that, make sure.
Yeah,
that,
I don't want to spoil any of it.
Don't tease too much.
He's not
Evan
watch
listens,
it if we spoil
he listens
it.
Early,
yeah, exactly.
So we'll make sure all that's good.
Yeah. So just refresh my memory. Are you on the same page as Evan on Christmas cards? You don't want people
no,
sending you.
Evan hates.
I know Evan does. Is Joe also? Where does Joe stand on the Christmas
no,
card
question.
Family synopsis? All the pictures, because we do like a book, which I don't bother to send to Evan because he doesn't want. Where does Joe fall on this?
Yeah, no, I'm with you guys. I'm a traditionalist. I like the Christmas card. I enjoy it. The kids love. We keep all of our Christmas cards in like a little Santa sleigh
yep.
card holder,
mm-hmm.
and it's out there, you know, on one of the side tables. And they love going through it because for them, our kids don't have social media. My oldest is 12, and they've got a lot of friends from Germany, from Ohio, Wisconsin, all over the place, and it's their chance to like just briefly catch up with what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
How many great scores they've had in their hockey game, or what tests they've scored great on in school, and it's a fun opportunity if you don't want to like dive into everybody's social media all the time to be able to just catch in with a friend, and it gives you that brief moment of oh, we got the Christmas card from the Tauschers, haven't seen them in a while. Oh, it's great to see them, and it feels good that they thought of us around Christmas. We got to make sure, honey, we send them one next year because we have not sent them one yet. They're not that high on the priority list, let's be
it's
honest.
It's dropped, yeah. No, I actually...
You guys got dropped when we went down to 5,000 cards that were going
oh,
out the door.
Okay.
Sorry,
well,
you didn't make that final
so,
cut.
Well, we'll get there when you get back up to 6,000. I forgot what I was just going to say, so go ahead, Jason.
Okay, so...
all right, great radio there going on.
Joe, when you were in Cleveland, I don't know if you know the exact number off the top of your head of how many starting quarterbacks you protected the blind side for, but it was a lot.
I bet he does.
20.
Okay.
That's an easy number to remember.
Is that what it is? Is 20?
It was 20, yeah. At least that's what they've told me. I haven't gone and counted.
I got to ask you this, because I saw when Johnny Manziel came out, and I you ended up doing a podcast with him.
Yeah.
I would have been so pissed off.
Yeah. I'm over that.
You're over it.
I forgive and forget quickly, but also knowing him on a deeper level, I know that he's got some challenges.
Gotcha.
And I think he's doing that podcast right now. I was able to get on with him, and I think deep down it's hard for people, especially Browns fans, because he screwed them, right? First round draft choice, a lot of talent. You don't put in the effort.
He didn't
it's
take
hard
it
as
seriously.
A fan,
and,
didn't take it serious. Yeah. Hard to forgive him. You know, in his mind, he's still having a hard time accepting the fact that he had this golden opportunity and he squandered it. And he's not yet, he's getting closer, but he's not yet been able to face that demon in his life about where he is right now and where he could be if he made better choices. And so he's still kind of protecting his ego a little bit by kind of blaming the Browns for not having a great situation and not giving him all the tools to succeed when we all know that's not true, right? Yes, it was not the best situation in the world, but when you're a first-round draft choice at quarterback, it's probably not going to be a great situation unless you're an Aaron Rodgers and you get to sit and wait and watch. And so, yeah, I get it. It wasn't the perfect situation, but it's up to you to fix it when you're a pro athlete, when you're a guy that's been given so much from a talent-wise standpoint and then from a franchise standpoint of making you potentially the savior.
Well, that's perfect because there is certainly that level of personal responsibility for quarterbacks. No denying that. But I watch Malik Willis right now. And then I think back to the Tennessee Titans, and they didn't get it right with Marcus Mariota. They didn't get it right with Malik Willis. They didn't get it right with Will Levis. And at some point I think, well, maybe it wasn't Marcus Mariota, Malik Willis, and Will Levis. Maybe it's the organization. How much do you think Johnny Manziel not being the prime example, but there were a lot of quarterbacks that might have been better players had they gone into better situations in Cleveland. How much does the situation matter? And is it possible, after what we've seen from Malik Willis, that if he goes to the right situation in free agency and gets an opportunity to be a starter, that he could be an effective starter? He could go to the wrong situation and go right back to the way things went in Tennessee? Or, as I would suggest, sign one of those extensions and get a good chunk of change to be a reliable backup and stay in Green Bay?
So a couple things. One, I always think of my favorite quote from college football. It was attributed to Steve Spurrier when they had a quarterback that was really sucking. And in the middle of practice, you know, he's a high recruit. Steve yells at him, "Hey, it's not your fault you suck. It's our fault we recruited you." You know, and so on some level, you're like, okay, I understand what Johnny's saying. And if Malik Willis would say that, or Marcus Mariota, or some of these other guys you mentioned, like, it's not a great organization structurally. The ownership maybe has too much of a say of who they draft, too much influence, and the people making those decisions can't properly evaluate if this young quarterback that maybe doesn't have a lot of experience in college, maybe hasn't put a lot of great tape on, but, oh, he's got a big arm, he's got potential, he's got this and that. And then they draft him in the first round, and then they're surprised when it doesn't work out, when it's like, well, anybody could see when you drafted this person that he had all these big issues, these huge holes in his game. For Johnny, obviously it was height, but then also, hey, commitment. He's kind of a partier, pretty big of a partier. He hangs out with Drake a lot and all these celebrities, and he loves the party. How are you going to reel that in and get him focused and serious about his craft? With Malik Willis, like, hey, not a lot of experience playing quarterback. Yeah, he's got the talents, but that's a big swing to think, like, okay, we can take this guy that maybe hasn't shown pro-style skills and bring him in here, and then he can save the franchise, because it's a tough job. And the second part is, like, if you get a chance to sit in a good organization and watch and learn, you can play when you're ready, like at the Aaron Rodgers. If you have to go in before you're ready and play, many of these guys throughout their entire life, going back to playing peewee baseball probably, have wanted everything they did because they were just these fantastic athletes. And so they have an ego in the sense of not like, hey, they think they're the greatest thing ever, but they don't know what it feels like to not succeed. And they don't have the mental fortitude sometimes when they do face challenges and the fans are booing them and they get benched, to be able to not only work harder, but rededicate yourself to being great and using that as fuel for your fire. And then instead of what happens with a lot of these guys, all of a sudden they start thinking that they were phonies. That imposter syndrome starts creeping in where they're like, well, maybe I really wasn't always that great. Maybe I'm not the guy they thought I was. And that's a really difficult thing to get over until you get a new situation. And I look at Daniel Jones this year, right? He had a lot of talent. He had some good moments, some bad moments with the Giants. All of a sudden he gets a fresh start where the fans don't hate him. They're not pissed off at him for being a first-round bust, and they're not always on his case. And he's got a chance to just kind of reinvent himself and start from scratch to build himself into the quarterback. And on top of that, he's got that experience behind him now. So he's a much faster learner in a new offense. He's quicker to see results that he's getting praise from his coaches and the fans from, right? And then his ego gets built back up. And so I think with some of these guys, they're worth taking a shot on, because you do think that, okay, a new situation is going to change everything, and he's got a lot more experience, and mentally he can recover from being beat down as a loser and a bust at that first situation. But I think some of it is situationally and ownership's fault when you draft a guy before he should be drafted, and you give him the quarterback seat before he's ready. And then some of it's just those guys are not ready for that moment. And when they do have failures because they play before they're ready, they're not able to mentally overcome that.
Yeah, and I don't know what the future holds for Malik Willis. I don't know if there are situations where he can be successful, but it does feel like the Packers have done a great job of, when he's had to play, putting him in position to be successful. And he did not have that success in Tennessee. All right, we want to get into some Badgers conversation with Joe Wellies here. We've got Evan Cohen coming up. That's all coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, which is a few minutes away. I want to remind you, I mentioned we did a great event last night with Associated Bank. There's some more on the schedule. And there's just great perks that come with being an Associated Bank customer. Not only do you get the official bank of the Packers, where you can get Packers checking, Badgers checking, or Brewers checking, but more importantly, you get great customer service. I saw it again last night. Whether it's early pay, whether it's credit monitoring, whether it's fraud protection, or whether it's fun stuff that we do for customers, Associated Bank's got your back. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.